Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, you know, as long as it's interesting to us, of course.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a live interactive broadcast. So we do review and look at all of the comments coming across. And if they're interesting, we might even throw those up.
Oh, yeah. So make sure you get in. So we're on a multiple streaming platform. So make sure that wherever you are, leave those comments. Like Mark said, we see them all. So we want you to be involved.
That absolutely. So to start today's show, obviously yesterday, Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday celebrated around the U.S., recognized around the U.S., wanted to just, you know, obviously take a couple minutes to reflect on the good works of the doctor, of the reverend, and, you know, us doing this show right now is obviously because of some of the good works done by this man and other men and women like him. So James, you have any thoughts you want to share?
I mean, it's just like, you know, it's powerful when you look back, when you just see some of the videos and stuff from back then with just the marches and the peaceful protests, things like that, just making sure that standing for something. That's pretty much what it's all about. He stood for something. And that's the thing is that we still got a lot of people standing up for something. So, you know, we all need to find that thing that we're going to stand up for. And, you know, be willing to give our lives for, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, you know, again, we like to try and recognize those people throughout the history of the U.S., the world, that have done great works. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is, of course, one of those people that should be constantly remembered and recognized and appreciated and all of that. So, So moving on, next thing up, of course,
we got a lot to talk about today, baby. Oh, is that the
red Carl Strauss red trolley ale? Let's give it a shot.
Yeah. I'm hoping I'll have some of that, you know, a little bit later today. Hoping.
So we talked about Carl Strauss beers last week, that we had a golden stout at California Adventure, at Disneyland, and it was absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. Last week I drank a Carl Strauss peanut butter cup porter, which was very good. This is Red Trolley Ale, which can also be found at California Adventure. It's pretty good. It doesn't have a bite like a lot of ales tend to.
Well, it's not a IPA. It's just a regular ale. So most ales aren't, at least in my experience, haven't had really a bite to it. It's the IPAs that have the bite to it.
IPAs definitely have a stronger bite, if you will. I don't know. And we do have our first YouTube comment. Looks like, my wife out there checking in, watching the show, enjoying right now. So,
oh yeah,
good for her. But yeah, it's pretty good. I would, I'd definitely, if you like ales, if you like red ales,
Like I said, I sent a message to my brother who is coming back from California. So I was like, hey, man, I need you to see if you can find these beers for me and bring them back, bro.
Yeah, I think Carl Strauss might be my new go-to brewer. I may have to go over to Total Wine and Spirits and pick up a couple more just to try them all. Because why not? Oh, they've all been pretty good so far.
Wait, you're going to have to go to Sacramento for that?
Well, yeah, I'd have to go into California. Now, they may, I've got to look, they may carry it up at like South Lake Tahoe.
Oh, so, that's a good point. They might.
Yeah, or Truckee. Those aren't terrible drives.
Yeah, but yeah,
they're not fun drives.
Oh, no, by no means. But Tahoe might be cool because then you can just go up and hang out for a little while. So
yeah, and there's no fires right now, so
it's not burning.
Yes, yes. I would also say it is nice because with like BevMo, which is up in Tahoe, you can order stuff and have it sent to that location. So maybe I can order some Carl Strauss and have it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so I don't, because I think the closest border for you to California is what, like a 2-hour drive?
Yeah, something like that. There's one that's like an hour. It's like an hour, but still, like that's not even. The only thing I know that they have right there is a place for you to buy. It's called like Lottery Ticket Palace or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So when that stuff gets up over a half billion, why not?
No, I mean absolutely. But it's this little kind of. It's not shack. A shack, but it's this little building. And it just says Lottery Ticket Palace. And so I'm guessing it's like, it's the border of California and Nevada. So you can go over there, get some lottery tickets. And
we have one of those here, you know, just outside of literally, it's the first casino in Nevada, but they also own some land about a quarter mile back that is technically California. Mm-hmm. And so you can go there to gamble, like play slot machines, but you can also go a little bit further back and you can buy some lottery.
Yeah,
tickets.
That's the same thing as this place is. It's like it's a casino right there. So there's like a casino and then it has the little shack in the back. Actually, you know, I kind of want to go over there and because they got this roller coaster that looks kind of dope, but I never see it run. But also every time I go past there, it's like later. So I don't know if the thing even runs, but it has a track that a roller coaster track that I kind of want to try.
Yeah, why not? So I think it's time for us to do a little check in on some NFL.
We
obviously had the Super Wild Card Weekend this last weekend, where we had 6 games: 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, and our first ever Monday night playoff game.
Yes. Yes.
So just to refresh everyone on our picks, James, from the AFC, you picked the Chiefs, Bills, and Raiders. And from the NFC, you chose the Eagles, Niners, and Rams.
I was mostly right.
I guess if you want to say 3-3 is mostly right, sure. I think that's called 500, so you were pretty much dead even. I went with the Steelers, Bills, and Raiders, and from the AFC, and the Bucks, Cowboys, and Rams from the NFC, and I went 3-3 as well. So we didn't have a great weekend of selections. So it wasn't the worst weekend I've ever had, but...
That wasn't great. Yeah.
I did want to take a moment because I did call on our page. I did pick some scores to some games. And,
yeah, you did.
And I was wrong. However.
Very. Well, not very, but.
I think there were some really bad calls this weekend in many games.
There were definitely some calls that were not great. Like the touchdown or the Bengals Raiders, that touchdown should have been called back.
Yeah. I mean, that was...
even they said, even if they did, like with the technology that we have now, that they should have heard that whistle. They should have heard that whistle. And because that literally they said on TV, like they're like, they stopped playing. And so they went back and watched it in replay and they heard the whistle and they were like, yo, like this should have been called dead and just replayed the down. So
yeah, and Brian, thanks. I already know that I'm fat, so thanks for saying it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. Appreciate you calling me fat. So yes, I had some blown calls. However, it does make me feel a little bit better in regards to the Raiders Bengals game specifically. So this is according to ESPN, this is directly from them, I'm quoting, referee Jerome Boger and the crew that worked the AFC wildcard game between the Las Vegas Raiders and Cincinnati Bengals are not expected to officiate again this postseason after their problematic performance Saturday highlighted by a controversial whistle. So luckily they're hopefully going to be held accountable, because you know, you take that touchdown away and it's a tied game.
Yeah. And then the thing is too, is that, I mean, like that also, I mean, that goes, doesn't that also go back to New York too? So, I mean, NFL headquarters should have also could have said something about that beforehand. And that's the thing that they always end up doing something like this always ends up happening. It's like, you know, they always come. I mean, of course you're going to have to comment after the game because you can't comment during the game, but it's like what good does that do me after the fact? Like,
yeah, I think there will be some rule changes that we'll see coming out of this weekend, probably going into next year.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That doesn't make the Raiders or the Raiders fans feel any better though.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like it's like those like when anytime like big games, especially like this, you know, especially playoffs, you can't make mistakes like that. That's acceptable. And so, absolutely, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, would that have changed the outcome? We will never know. But could it have changed the outcome? Very much so. So it's one of those things where we always hear after the fact. But it, again, like I said, like you said, it's not going to make anybody. It doesn't make the fans feel better. It doesn't make the team feel better. We lost and we don't know what could have happened if you hadn't blown that call.
Yeah. And there were some bad calls in the Cowboys-Niners game as well, but there was also a lot of bad penalties on behalf of the Cowboys. I don't remember the guy's name, but number 94, Cowboys need to fire him. He alone caused themselves three penalties that crippled them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that was one of those things where when you can do some good, but when you're constantly shooting yourself in the foot, it doesn't help. You know, and that's the thing. Actually, you know what's crazy? So I was watching the Cowboy Niner game, but instead of watching it on CBS, I ended up watching
you watched it on Nickelodeon?
I watched the simulcast on Nickelodeon. And actually, no, honestly, it was almost more fun watching it that way. Not because it was like, you know, but they had the commentary is not like the greatest, of course, because they're not really, you know, one of the guys is like an analyst. But at the beginning of the game, it was one of those things like I almost wish that we had this when we were kids, because, you know, I definitely probably would have been more into football at that point. But like they break down, at the beginning of the game, they kind of broke down how scoring works. You know, how certain things happen, and like when penalties would happen, they would they had a little thing of young Sheldon pop up and he would explain what the rule meant. So it was kind of cool.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It was fun to watch.
So obviously, because of the results of the weekend, our brackets are broken. Our picks for the Super Bowl are still in. However, we need to analyze and take a look at the new updated brackets.
Right.
So, right. James, I'll let you go ahead and go first. We've got the Bills heading into Kansas City. I assume you're sticking with Kansas City.
You know what? I am going to stick with Kansas City. Buffalo was very impressive against the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots just didn't seem to get out of the gate. But Buffalo is very impressive. But I'm still sticking with the Chiefs.
I think it's going to be a shootout. I think both of these teams do not have great defenses, but I think the Bills have a slightly better defense. So I think it's going to be a high scoring affair. I think this is going to be somewhere around 35-28 for the Bills. I think the Bills are winning, going on to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills were definitely impressive. I think that actually the Steelers made a great showing for themselves. If that was Big Ben's last game, then you know it wasn't great. It wasn't great, but you know,
I think the Steelers had a terrible game. I think they should have just stayed home. I was so disappointed with their performance.
Well, we can talk about the Cardinals in that aspect. I mean, that was just for the first Monday night game ever during the playoffs. That was super disappointing. I mean,
I think the worst team in the playoffs this year was the Eagles. They looked worse than any other team. They did not, frankly, deserve to be there, but I digress.
Like I said, I don't think the Cardinals just didn't like the Cardinals didn't look like they belonged yesterday by any means.
No. So moving down to the Bengals, Cincinnati heading into Tennessee to play the Titans. Who are you going with there?
The Titans I don't know if they're going to walk over the Bengals, but I think the Bengals are going to have a tough time. But this is also kind of tough too, because you know, every once in a while, not all the time, but every once in a while, that bye can kind of hurt you a little bit.
Okay.
Just because these guys are continuing, you know, they're still playing. So I mean, I think that you have a little bit of momentum there, you know, going in. But
so you're still seeing.
I still think that Tennessee. I think Tennessee will end up pulling it out.
So you're still seeing a Tennessee Titans, Kansas City Chiefs AFC Championship, and I assume you're still going to go with Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to stick with Kansas City going to Super Bowl.
Okay. Moving over to the NFC side, we've got the Rams, Los Angeles, heading across country to go play TB12 in Tampa Bay.
Yuck. Anyways,
Are you going with? I think you're going to say the Rams just because you hate Tampa Bay and Tom Brady so much. But are you doing?
But at the same time, I mean, the dude was impressive. So I mean, I might have to go. It hurts my heart a little bit. But I might have to go with Tampa Bay on this one.
All right, so the defending Super Bowl champions, you're seeing heading to the NFC Championship. Yep. I think that's the right call. I think the Rams had a really good showing. However, they also went up against a team that didn't show up, and their defense was garbage, where Tampa Bay, while they don't have the best defense in the league, they have a really good defense.
But I think if the Rams are able to pull off some of the stuff that they did last night against Tampa Bay. I mean, just some of the, I mean, if Stafford can air out some of those balls and just make sure that, you know, he throws cleanly, I think he could have a good showing out there. But
we're agreeing. We're both going with Tampa Bay to go to the NFC Championship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately.
And leaving the Bay Area, heading up to the frigid tundra that is Green Bay, the San Francisco 49ers against the Green Bay Packers. Who are you going with here?
I'm probably gonna have to stick with what I said before. I might have to go with Green Bay. Okay. I just think they're really strong. They're really strong, and we'll see. I think that the Niners. Could, you know, definitely give them some problems, but at the end of the day, we'll see what happens there.
I just think the Green Bay offense has way too many weapons, and as long as their defense is half as good as they've been all year, I think they're going to outscore the Niners. So,
yeah, and but again, this is what I said too, is, you know, hopefully, you know, if, I mean, I know, if anybody had anybody hurt or anything like that, hopefully that'll, you know, that they'll have had time to kind of heal up and get ready. But
so you're seeing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers heading to Green Bay to play the Packers for the NFC Championship. Who's winning that?
I pray to God it's Green Bay.
All right. So you're still seeing a Green Bay Packers Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And are you still going with Green Bay to win it all?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with Green Bay.
Okay.
I would like to see Kansas City win again, but if Rodgers wins, this will be his second. If Mahomes wins, this will be his second, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't really care either way, but I mean, Aaron Rodgers is getting close to probably being done. So one more for him would be nice.
And I'm seeing Green Bay going into the Super Bowl against the Titans, and I'm still going to go with Green Bay to win. So, like I said, our end game still looks to be about the same. This weekend could obviously drastically shake that up. But,
and what is it? Is it Bills Chiefs Sunday? I think they're Sunday, and Buccaneers are Sunday, and then Saturday are the Bengals, Titans, Niners.
I don't remember the schedule. Don't care. Doesn't matter. It's going to be a good weekend of football again. Two games Saturday, two games Sunday. I don't care what order they're in. So it's one NFC and one AFC game each day. So let's go. One other NFL related item that I did want to call out is that we know that the Washington football team is going to be announcing their team name and mascot here soon. And while doing some digging around and some researching, I believe that they're going to be going with the name Admirals. Because if you go to the website, WashingtonAdmirals.com, it redirects to NFL.com. And so therefore that means somebody's bought that page and had it redirect to NFL. I think that is going to be the new team name, is the Admirals.
Admirals. I'm okay with that, I guess.
Sure. Why not?
I mean,
it looks like they're sticking with their same colors, more or less.
That shouldn't offend anybody, right?
You never know what's going to offend somebody, man.
Well, you know, like Cleveland, they're the Guardians now in MLB. They're the Cleveland Guardians now.
Yes, whatever that means. Guard the city.
Yeah, Guardians.
Maybe. So some huge breaking news coming out of the gaming world this morning. Literally this morning. I posted it on our page, so if you've had the chance to read the article, then you already know what I'm about to talk about. If you haven't, then this will be news to you.
Guess what?
Microsoft has purchased Activision Blizzard, who also own King. This is huge. That means that under the Xbox umbrella, you're now going to have such game series as Overwatch, Diablo, Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush, StarCraft, so many others. This is huge.
I thought Diablo was under Electronic Arts.
Nope, that's Blizzard.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so it's huge. This acquisition announced today is
they're not going to try and make these. They're not going to try and make these exclusives, are they?
I would think they would initially, at least. That's how you drive more traffic to your console, right?
Yeah, but these things have already been on World of Warcraft has always been PC. StarCraft, I feel like has always been PC. But these other games, Overwatch has been huge on both systems. Call of Duty, I know, has been huge on all systems. Candy Crush is mobile, so not really worried about that. But
yeah, if I'm Microsoft, if I'm Xbox, I am at least putting a 1 to 2 year console war and saying, you know, we're only going to allow these games to be on Xbox for the first year or two. And then we'll let PlayStation have a go. But I think that's
kind of ridiculous. Because like I said,
you say that because you have a PlayStation.
Yeah, but I mean, also, I don't really play these games, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, too, is it when we were reading the article, Spyro and Crash Bandicoot were exclusively PlayStation when they first came out. Mm-hmm. Just no other system had them. And then, like, just recently, I know, a few years back, Spyro had a whole that was across. Multi-platformed, and Crash Bandicoot more recently has become multi-platform. So I don't know.
I think it's great. I think this is how you, as a businessman, this is how you drive business to your product. You know, if you want people to buy Xbox machines, or use Microsoft computers or whatever, you make them exclusive to your content. Why not? I think it's great. I think they haven't said that officially yet, but I have to imagine that's going to be the direction they go.
So yeah, I mean,
we'll see.
We'll see. Like I said, I just think it's one of those things where, you know, yeah, I mean, you're right. If you want to drive people to your system, but you can also make more money if you let some of those titles do both. Or maybe just like put a little weight on it. Don't put like a year or two on it. Just like, you know, maybe like a couple months, like 6 months or something. I don't know. But Call of Duty has always been on both systems, and Overwatch. Like, that's just a base game, and then they have DLC stuff, I guess. I don't know how Overwatch works. I know they had Overwatch has had tournaments and stuff like that, but that's about it.
I don't play it. I don't know.
That's all I really know about it.
The only games out of those that were listed on that graphic that I've played are, I've played, of course, some Call of Duty games, but I'm not a big fan of first person shooters, so it's not really my thing.
Oh, really?
Diablo, I enjoy. Diablo, I enjoy that game series, so I look forward to that. World of Warcraft, I used to play a lot. So if that becomes available...
Oh, on console.
If it becomes available on console, or if it becomes available through the Microsoft, through the Xbox Game Pass for PC, then I could definitely see possibly getting back into some World of Warcraft. StarCraft was a lot of fun, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I think it's good for the gaming industry. I think that acquisition was good. Who knows? Maybe we'll see PlayStation, Sony try to buy Ubisoft to counter. Who knows?
Oh, wait.
But next up is something that's near and dear to my heart and is getting much closer and near and dear to James's, and that is the Secrets of Heritage House. So... we've had the first two episodes of Secrets of Heritage House have aired and are available through all podcasting platforms. The third episode of season three actually just aired this last weekend and will be available on podcast platforms coming up this Saturday. And then we'll have three more episodes, and then we go into the mid-season break with a interesting trilogy, which you're going to be a part of.
Yes, sir.
What can you tell us about your involvement?
I am a U.S. agent. We go into Heritage, and this is the day. going to Herridge and you know, basically trying to convince Josiah Herridge to let the U.S. government get involved. So that's pretty much all I can say now. So that's
Yes, obviously we don't want to give away the secrets of Herridge House.
So each so there's going to be a three-part it's going to be a three-part trilogy, it says on the screen, as you can see. So the first part is early days. It basically it's a few decades. So it's like the 40s, the late 40s. I believe it's like the 50s, and then it goes into the 60s or something like that. I don't remember the exact timeline, but it should be. So there's, we got, you know, some interesting stories going to this whole thing. So I think it's going to expand, give us, because we don't really know just a Herridge whatsoever. He's so far kind of been just a disembodied voice who still kind of has his hands in things somehow. So I think we're going to, so in these, we'll definitely learn a lot about him. Looks like we're going to learn a little bit more about the Stormbriars a little bit, a little bit about, you know, just kind of a little bit about how the goings on in Herridge. So it'll just be a little kind of like sneak peek. The one thing that threw me though, is that I didn't realize until after the episode, and I read like the first episode of this season was like, what did it say, like 6 weeks after the end of last season, which, you know, because it threw me when I was listening to it. I was like, oh, wait, what the heck is going on? Like, but
yeah, some
like,
time has passed indeed.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would have been good if they, at the beginning of this episode, they'd have been like, oh, you like, you know, 6 weeks have passed since the, you know, or something, just kind of just giving us that, just the audio, the audible type cue, so that we know, oh, okay, cool. Time has passed. And this is, so they've kind of gone out and done their own things. Cause you know, like, I didn't know, I was kind of figuring out like Linda and I can't remember the other one.
Let's not go into anything specific.
Yeah, they've gone off and done some, they're going off to do some things. And then, you know, like the real Izzy is trying to get back into things at the house, and Drew is, so there's a bunch of stuff going on. And it just kind of was like, there's a lot coming at me right now. But
so, yes, if you haven't partaken of in the Secrets of Herridge House, I definitely would suggest you go back and start from the beginning, season one, episode one. Crunch through it, you know.
It's not too bad. Like I said, I listened to like the first two seasons like in pretty much a day and a half, I think it was, or like 2 days. So
yeah, there's 26 episodes leading up to season three. So you can, and each episode's, you know, 30 to 40 minutes. So yeah, crunch through, get there. And of course, James always having to break in the spoiler rules, and not a big shocker there though. But if you have listened to the show and you are caught up, thank you for enjoying the show. We hope that you enjoy it. As you know, I am a part of it. I play LB Brandon Jr., a lawyer in the city of Herridge. So there's a lot going on with the show. There have been, there's actually currently a GoFundMe for the show. There have been a lot of out-of-pocket expenses on this show to make it happen, and not much funding. There was a local theater group up here, the Proscenium Players Incorporated, that did provide some funding to help this show be created and get off the ground. Unfortunately, they didn't cover everything. But you know, if you've got $5 that you can help to support the arts, help to support something that maybe you enjoy, or if you haven't even listened to it yet, you probably will enjoy. Send $5 to the GoFundMe if you can. You know, there's sure there.
Post that link.
It is. Page. It's already up on our page.
Oh, I must do
that. Yeah. So there are things in the works for this show to potentially see life in other mediums. And, you know, part of being able to do that, you need funding. So if you can help, help. And if you can't, we understand. So, yeah, I believe you're recording tonight for your involvement in the show. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Tonight.
And you're set up. You've got your microphone, obviously. You've got your headphones. So you're ready to go.
Ready to go. So we do that a little bit later tonight. So
nice.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I'm excited to hear, you know, the mid-season trilogy to see what comes out of that. So please don't tell me anything.
That's the best part, because y'all don't even like that. You guys don't even know really what's. You kind of read what's happening, but you don't until you hear it.
Well, I don't even have access to the scripts for the mid-season trilogy. So,
oh no, I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about, yeah, you guys don't have access to that stuff, but I'm talking about like your stuff, your episodes that you're in. You don't really hear any. You hear it when you're doing it, but like you don't hear it all together. Do you actually record with other people, or do you record on your own?
Last season we recorded with the people in the scenes with us. This season we're doing it more true to how voiceover work is done, where you record just individually. And I'll tell you, this year has been don't get me wrong, there is something to be said about recording with the people you're in the scene with. You get a little bit more, I think, out of it.
Yeah, so you got that feedback. Like you can play off, it's easier to play off the voice when you hear it. Yeah, I understand.
But I will say, I think this season, the recording process for me was much more enjoyable because it was a lot faster. I recorded the whole first 6 episodes of the season in about an hour and a half.
Oh, snap. Cool.
Yeah. So,
So instead of having to, and then when you don't have to, you know, wait, like some, they have to give direction to somebody else. And then you redo the scene, that kind of works out.
Yeah. So yeah, Secrets of Heritage House. If you haven't checked it out, please do. If you have, thank you. Yeah, hope you're enjoying it.
I'm gonna definitely give it to that GoFundMe thing, because you know I've enjoyed the show. So
yeah, anything you can do to help is always appreciated. Talking about one great show and moving on to another.
Yes, sir.
Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, man.
We had episode 3.
I've really enjoyed this show.
I have as well. I think, you know, I've seen a lot. We talked about it last week. And even since then, I've seen even more people complaining about it's not moving fast enough.
Like, no, it's perfect. Not perfect, but I think the speed of the show is progressing at a good clip for me. I think maybe also because I've been just excited about the show since the final episode of season 2 of The Mandalorian. But I mean, like, this whole thing, just the buildup that's coming. It's coming. It's been good. They got a new Rancor, man. That's dope.
Yeah, I thought this episode was a lot of fun. It definitely was a slow episode. It's slower than the other ones have been, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there was, you know, aside from a decent fight scene with...
That bar fight? No, that was the second episode.
That was the second episode. I'm talking about with the Wookiee, Black...
Yeah.
Chrysanthemum. No, I'm sure Brian's going to yell at me in a minute.
The motorcycle chase,
aside from those two things, there wasn't a whole lot of action.
No.
But I felt like it was a decent episode. It was a good episode. Of course, capped off with the Fett twins. I'm sorry, not the Fett twins. The Hutt twins. Deciding they're walking away.
We're good. We don't need this.
Yeah. And then we get a new Rancor and a new Rancor trainer in Danny Trejo.
Yes.
Which I think as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, great. This is awesome. Because I enjoy Danny Trejo. I think he's, you know, he's an acquired taste, to say the least. But I think this was an interesting role for him from what we've seen very briefly so far. There wasn't a whole lot there, but I definitely don't think that this role fits him unless there's more to it that we'll find out later.
Yeah, and I think, and one of the reasons that I was telling Mark, because we always talk a little bit before the show, but I was telling him, I think one of the reasons Danny Trejo's in it is because this episode was that episode was directed by Robert Rodriguez, who has done a lot of work with pretty much, I think, most of the movies he's done, Danny Trejo has played at least some sort of part. Spy Kids movies, was Shark Girl and Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Like, those are the family friendly ones. And then like Machete and from Roadhouse, things like that. So Dusk Till Dawn, or not Dusk Till Dawn, Desperado, and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. So, I'm interested to see what he does.
Our dam does call out that you got to remember, Boba is making a family, his own mob. Yeah. Absolutely. He's the new crime lord. So he's putting his family together slowly but surely.
And that was the thing. It's like these kids are talking about, there's no work. All right, you're going to work for me.
I'll get you some work.
Yeah, that dude was basically talking about, like, they owe me for this water. This is what you get. Deal with it. Like, you're trying to charge an exorbitant amount for water? Now get out of here, bro. They with me now, so I'm going to give you this.
And that was another great, you know, cameo, if you will. Steven Root, you know, you may know him from Office Space playing Milton. That's my stapler.
That's who that was. Okay.
You may also know him from some, I can't even remember the name of the television series that he was. It was a talk radio, or I can't remember. But either way, it was a nice cameo for him. So I wonder if we'll see any more.
We might, because he might end up he might end up working with the mayor or something, trying to. So that the advisor to the mayor, that's somebody that I'm like, bro, what's your deal?
News radio. There we go. Thank you, Brian.
I remember that show. Yeah, no, I'm trying to figure out really who's holding the power there, because the mayor, if the advisor to the mayor is he really kind of running things, or is it the actual mayor? I'm just kind of confused, because everybody's a little shady right now. Everybody's a little shady.
Yeah, and for a series that seems to only have a few more episodes, there's a lot to still get resolved. But we've seen this a lot with these Disney Plus series that are 6 episodes, 8 episodes, even some of the longer ones, 10, 12 episodes, where we feel like as we're getting closer to the end of the series, there's still more questions that haven't been answered. And they do tend to put a good bow on it. So I'm sure we'll get all of our answers over the course of the next couple episodes, but
and even if we don't, I think this is probably one of those that we're definitely going to get a second season out of. So, I mean, we might not even have to have all the answers right now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And of course, Disney just yesterday dropped, or Marvel just dropped a new trailer on us for Moon Knight.
If you didn't see the trailer, if you weren't watching the game, you might not have seen the trailer right away. I specifically was hoping, because like I watch the games on NFL Mobile, and so sometimes we don't get everything, and so I was like, please make sure this is on, and definitely was, and so I was excited to see that. And that was pretty, it was interesting.
That is a really good word to use for this trailer, because I feel like watching that trailer, I already didn't know a ton about Moon Knight, but I feel like I know less.
Yeah, right? Because I was just like, okay, dude can't sleep, can't tell difference between when he's awake and when he's dreaming. Okay. What? Like, it was so, I mean, they didn't really give a, I mean, they gave us a little look at the costume. Not a lot, just like there was like the one shot of the face and the hood type deal, but and then like, you know, just the leaping at the end, they kind of went into the Disney Plus symbol, but other than that, yeah, I think
it looked clean. I think the CGI that we saw looked really good. I think the CGI looked better in this trailer for a Disney Plus series than the CGI in the Black Widow film. So I don't know. I thought the trailer was well developed.
They definitely didn't give anything really away.
Nope. I'm hungry. I am hungry for this show.
Yeah. So they definitely just like, here's a taste. Now I'll make it wait. Cause I don't think it doesn't premiere until what, March 30th. Oh yeah, it's right there. Yeah. March 30th.
Yeah. So we've got a while because we don't have any movies dropping before then.
Wait, when does I thought Multiverse was supposed to come out in March. Or did they move that back?
No, that got pushed back. We don't have anything coming for a while. This is going to be the longest gap
because it's this and then I get so what, not till then, what, the next one's May? Is that when Doctor Strange got moved back?
Well, we do have Morbius coming out in April, which that got pushed back from January. Morbius was supposed to come out in like a week and a half.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that got pushed back to April. And
I wonder why. So
I think because there's probably gonna be a connection in some way.
Are they trying to squeeze more out of Spider-Man?
I think they're trying to squeeze. I have read reports that there have been some scene changes already to Spider-Man. That if you go and watch, there's a couple of scenes that if you watched it today in the movie, in the theater, it is slightly modified or different than if you saw it opening weekend, for example.
Oh, really?
Yes. This has not been confirmed by Disney or Marvel, but there are a lot of reports of fans that have seen the film multiple times saying there have been some changes. So,
interesting. I might have to go see that again.
Yeah, and it's a huge film. I mean, it's made over $1.6 billion the last time I checked.
Yeah, I mean, it's been ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, domestically, it's been ridiculous. So I know worldwide,
it's in the top 10 films of all time already. You know, it's moving up the list. It's, I believe, number 2 or 3 U.S. domestic box office all time.
Do they take inflation with those two?
No, they go purely off the dollar amount, but you can find reports where it shows adjusted for inflation. And yeah, that's hard to try and calculate, right?
Because if you go back to like, you know, Gone with the Wind, where it costs like, you know, a dime to go see a movie, you know, to to now where it costs like, you know, if you're going at matinee prices, it's still, you know, it's like $6, $5, $6. So
I don't know where you're going to see films for $5, $6, unless it's the cheap theater where you feel like you're going to leave feeling more sticky than when you walked in.
I guess it's $6 because it's the I try and go on Tuesdays where it's cheap all day.
Gotcha. Speaking of Disney Plus announcements, just announced earlier this month, we've got a Mickey Mouse special coming out in February. The Wonderful Winter of Mickey Mouse in the lovely animation style that you have talked about that you enjoy so much.
I'm probably watch it just because, well, I know we'll probably end up talking about it. This animation style, I'm not a fan of. If they stuck with the because that's CGI. So I mean, I guess that's not even, because I was gonna say like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or something. I don't mind that animation. Like that's the Mickey Mouse, Goofy, and Daisy, Minnie, Donald that I kind of grew up with. I mean, just a little bit different, but yeah, this animation style, not a fan of too much.
And we did watch the trailer before our episode today together. I don't love it. I did like the Easter egg of seeing the mounted heads on the wall of the cabin.
Yeah,
that's a callback to a Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. But
I think overall, I'm gonna watch it because I'm gonna watch it. But
right,
I'm not excited for it.
Your kid will probably like this. So this is something your kid will probably like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'll watch it because of my kid. I'll probably think it's okay. I probably won't hate it. I do agree with you. I don't enjoy the animation style, but I think story wise, it'll probably be pretty decent.
Probably decent story. Yeah, I think it's just like it just kills me that they've tried to do just some of the animation styles that they've tried over the past couple years. It's like you don't need to change it. Just stick in your real house. Do what works. Do what's been working. Like, you don't need to. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess maybe it's something for kids. I don't know. I remember when I first saw the animation when I was at a Disney store, like a few years back, like this was maybe 5-6 years ago. And I was just like, oh, what is this? And they're like, oh, this is the new Mickey Mouse cartoons. And I was like, nah, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And I like pretty much immediately I saw it. And I think it was because I saw like one of the first things I saw was the way they did Goofy. And I was just like, nah. And then after that, I saw like Donald and I was just like, I guess. And then I saw Mickey and I was like, oh, no. I think because it's not even old school Mickey. It's just, it's like this new weird Mickey.
Yeah. Well, and here's another interesting thing in regards to Disney animation and Disney overall. Just this year, Winnie the Pooh and the Winnie the Pooh friends and everything, less Tigger, has moved into the public domain.
Domain realm, yeah.
And so there's the possibility that we're going to see a lot of knockoff Winnie the Pooh type stuff, which from an animation standpoint, obviously they can't mess with Winnie the Pooh, Disney Winnie the Pooh look, but they can mess with the original artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the stories too. So,
and actually, you know what though? Did you see, you saw Christopher Robin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That Winnie the Pooh was definitely storybook.
Yeah, and I enjoyed that film quite a bit.
No, I absolutely did too. I thought that was a great film. But but like I said, the Winnie the Pooh, the Piglet, the Eeyore, everybody in that movie was very much
true to the original story.
Straight from the story, yeah.
Yeah. That's fallen into the public domain, and soon Mickey Mouse will be falling into the public domain in 2 years, 2024.
Wait, they don't own that?
75 years after the death of
the creator?
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. I didn't realize.
Obviously, Disney attorneys are hard at work to try and get copyright laws changed. But if they're unable to, then we could see a lot of knockoff Mickey Mouse stuff coming in 2024.
We already see. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's not really knockoff stuff like the T-shirts and stuff. I guess that's all
licensed,
technically Disney stuff. But like, yeah. If another artist tries to touch Mickey Mouse, I guarantee you there will be some rebellion. Like, people will not like. I think true Disney fans, it'll be like, what are you doing, bro? Like, don't even try and touch this, bro. Like,
yeah.
Make your own, stick in your wheelhouse. Like, this isn't you. Yeah.
Going as far away from Disney as we possibly can, we're going to talk about an upcoming movie coming to theaters soon called Studio 666, starring the Foo Fighters.
I really not a fan of Foo Fighters.
I am a huge Foo Fighters fan. I love the Foo. Really? I've enjoyed. Oh yeah, I've loved the Foo for a long time. You know, I'm not a fan of jukebox musicals, but I have like kicked around the concept of making a Foo Fighters jukebox musical. I think that they've got enough songs with context that I could string a story together. And I have been on and off working on it over the last, I don't know, 10 years or so.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So they've made a movie that was the brainchild of Dave Grohl, the lead singer of Foo Fighters, former drummer of Nirvana. And the basic premise, we watched the trailer earlier today. The basic premise is the Foo are going to record their 10th studio album, and they're kind of all going to camp out in a house together.
They need a place to do it. They want a different atmosphere.
And evidently this house is haunted or possessed or it's an interesting trailer. Like the premise is it's kind of ridiculous.
I think you'll probably, this is something that you might like because you're a fan of the Foo Fighters. I really don't care about the Foo Fighters. So it's kind of like,
meh. Yeah, I think anybody who likes, you know, horror scary films with a little bit of comedy, they'll probably like this.
This more reminds me of like one of those B movies.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with you. I think that I'm not going to watch it in the theater. I'm not going to pay to watch it.
Right. I'll wait till this comes out.
When it's on Netflix or something, I'll give it a watch, but not until then.
Right.
Just because while I am a huge fan of the Foo,
not willing to pay that much money to go, or not willing to pay money to go see him right now.
Yeah, no, unfortunately I'm not. And calling back to what we were just talking about with Mickey Mouse copyright, our damn calls out. Maybe that's why they did New Mickey, to try to re-up the copyright.
That could be it too. Maybe you're right.
It's possible, because obviously with a new design on the characters, that starts the whole process over. And as long as the original artist that came up with this concept is alive, the copyright is in place. And then 75 years after that person dies. So it's possible.
Maybe they let a little kid create Mickey Mouse this time. And that's...
Well, and then, they better have that kid in like a bubble somewhere, trapped in a bunker, protected.
A hyperbolic chamber.
Yeah, because longer that kid lives, the more protected it'll be.
Oh, actually, that's speaking of hyperbolic chamber. With the chamber that Boba Fett has when that the pig got hurt. He threw the pig in there. So because he got hurt. I was like, oh, that's nice of him. At least, you know,
he shares. He's taking care of his family.
He does take care of his people. Except, I thought when they pulled out from the, you know, when they had the shot of the food and they pulled out, I thought kind of everybody'd be around the table, but it was just just the two of them sitting at that big table. I was like, well, that's interesting. I mean, I guess they share. They'll probably get the leftover food on the table. Like, yeah, go in there, eat. But yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, and one last Hollywood news story coming out is Weird Al Yankovic is getting a biopic. Yeah, right? And guess who they got to play him?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is going to play Weird Al Yankovic.
His face is too round. His face... His face is not skinny enough.
He doesn't got the cheekbones for sure.
Maybe if they put the wig on him, they can. It'll.
I don't think it's bad casting. Daniel Radcliffe can sing. He's been in some Broadway musicals.
And he's done some, and he likes to do some off the wall. He's like the films after he did after Harry Potter have been some kind of off the wall stuff, but.
Yeah, I think this is a good choice and potentially could be. Weird Al Yankovic has come out and said that he believes that this is the film that Daniel Radcliffe will be remembered for.
Not the 8 Harry Potter films.
Nope. The Weird Al Yankovic biopic.
What is it called? Weird? The Al Yankovic story or something like that?
Who knows?
I think that's what it said on the post, but. I mean, as soon as I see a trailer for it, actually, I might. Weird Al is actually supposed to be out here in a month or so. I don't know. I might get tickets to go see him. It's been a long time since I've seen him last. The last time I saw him was at the Redwood Amphitheater.
Oh, wow.
At Great America.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I have never seen Weird Al live. I'd like to see him live. I think that would be quite enjoyable.
It's definitely a fun concert. And if you liked any of his music, you know, his last few albums have been decent. They haven't been it's definitely no Bad Hair Day, but which I think was. That was one of his best albums, but
absolutely.
But yeah, no, I mean, I went back and I've listened to Alpocalypse and A Mandatory Fun and things like that. And so they've been decent albums.
Oh, James, I'm surprised you didn't call this out. You know, as we're winding down here, it's your boy Dave's birthday.
Oh, Batista?
Yeah.
Oh, good old Dave. Good old Dave. So,
happy birthday, Dave. Give a shout out to your buddy.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Yes, indeed. You got any closing thoughts for us, James?
No, man. I guess I'll just say, you know, let's make sure we find our purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like we talked about Dr. Martin Luther King at the very beginning of the show. So, find something to stand up for. Make sure, you know, that you stick with it. Stick with it and dare to believe. Dare to believe in something.
Fair enough. I, you know, you've heard me rant about it already this year. And I do think that our country, unfortunately, is very divided. And I think it is a very poignant time to recall Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s message that, you know, we should be one. There shouldn't be any second class citizens if we're going to be a first class country. I'm not going to be one of those people that sits here and says that we've got a long way to go. I don't think we have a long way to go. I think we've got work to do. And I think there are people that need to have a change of heart, change of consciousness, inside themselves. But, I do think that we're not far away from being not a perfect union, but definitely a much better union. But in order to get there, I agree with, you know, what you said, James, that, you know, we have to make a change and stick to it and be active in what we're going to do to try and make ourselves better people as well as our country a better place. With that,
Sorry, I meant to tell you, I finally did watch Don't Look Up, and yeah, it's very, very current, if you will.
So, yes, please, if you haven't, do give Don't Look Up a chance, and you'll understand more of what I've been saying about our country and the way it's divided and how ridiculous some of it is.
We can talk about that. We'll talk about that next week for sure.
Sure. So, yeah. With that, I've got to say it's been real and it's been fun. but it hasn't been real fun.
And as usual, that's how we close it out. So we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.